Hi. This is the fifth and last part of machine learning interview questions and answers. In this podcast, we have covered various machine learning questions for both freshers and experienced individuals, ensuring thorough preparation for your next machine learning interview. Question 81. Mention some common techniques used in feature engineering. Answer. Feature engineering is the process of creating new features or transforming existing features from raw data to improve the performance of machine learning models. Here are some common techniques used in feature engineering: imputation, binning, date-time features, textual feature extraction, encoding categorical variables, feature interaction and polynomial features. Question 82. How to solve cold start problem in recommendation systems? Answer. Dealing with the cold start problem requires different approaches depending on whether it pertains to new users or new items. Here are some strategies to handle the cold start problem in recommendation systems. Utilize content-based recommendations. Make knowledge-based recommendations. Collaborative filtering with feature extraction. Item-based recommendations. Active learning and exploration. Incorporating contextual information. Question 83. What is central limit theorem? Answer. The central limit theorem, CLT, is a fundamental concept in statistics and probability theory. It states that when independent random variables are added together, their sum tends to follow a normal distribution, regardless of the distribution of the individual variables. The CLT has several important implications and applications in various fields. Question 84. Explain the importance of central limit theorem? Answer. Here are some key reasons why the central limit theorem, CLT, is important. The CLT forms the basis for understanding sampling distributions. It states that as the sample size increases, the distribution of the sample mean approaches a normal distribution, regardless of the shape of the population distribution. The central limit theorem is a cornerstone of statistical inference, which involves making conclusions or predictions about a population based on sample data. CLT offers a useful approximation for various real-world phenomena that involve the sum or average of multiple random variables. The central limit theorem provides robustness to the underlying distribution of the data. CLT plays a crucial role in decision-making processes. It helps in determining the margin of error, constructing confidence intervals, and calculating critical values for hypothesis testing. Question 85. Explain what is a cost function. Answer. A cost function is also known as a loss function or an objective function. It is a mathematical function that measures the discrepancy between the predicted values and the actual values in a machine learning or optimization problem. It quantifies the error or cost associated with the model's predictions, allowing us to assess how well the model is performing. Question 86. What are the full forms of PCA, KPCA, and ICA, and what is their use? Answer. PCA stands for Principal Component Analysis. It is a statistical technique used for dimensionality reduction and feature extraction. PCA identifies the most important features or patterns in a dataset and represents them as principal components. KPCA, or Kernel Principal Component Analysis, utilizes the kernel trick to handle nonlinear patterns in data. It can capture nonlinear relationships and provide more accurate representations of complex data. KPCA is useful for tasks such as nonlinear dimensionality reduction, manifold learning, and nonlinear feature extraction. ICA stands for Independent Component Analysis. It is a computational method used for separating mixed signals into their original source components. ICA aims to estimate the mixing matrix and recover the original sources without any prior knowledge of the sources or mixing process. Question 87. What are the components of relational evaluation techniques? Answer. Here are some key components commonly found in relational evaluation techniques. Data quality assessment, data model evaluation, reliability and fault tolerance, security and access control, performance analysis. Question 88. What is gradient descent? Answer. Gradient descent is an optimization algorithm commonly used in machine learning and deep learning to minimize the error or cost function of a model. It is an iterative algorithm that adjusts the parameters of a model in the direction of steepest descent of the cost function. Question 89. What is a Boltzmann machine? Answer. A Boltzmann machine is a type of artificial neural network, first proposed by Jeffrey Hinton and Terry Sejnowski in 1985. Boltzmann machines are a type of generative stochastic neural network, meaning they are capable of learning and generating probability distributions over a set of input data. They are often used for unsupervised learning tasks, such as dimensionality reduction, feature learning, and pattern recognition. Question 90. What is pattern recognition? Where it can be used? Answer. Pattern recognition is a branch of machine learning and artificial intelligence that focuses on the identification and classification of patterns or regularities in data. It involves the extraction of meaningful information from complex datasets and the development of algorithms and models to recognize and categorize patterns based on their features or characteristics. Pattern recognition has numerous applications across various fields and industries. Here are some common areas where pattern recognition is used: computer vision, medical diagnosis, bioinformatics, speech recognition, anomaly detection, manufacturing and quality control. Question 91. What is data augmentation? Give examples. Answer. Data augmentation is a technique used in machine learning and deep learning to artificially increase the size and diversity of a training dataset by applying various transformations or modifications to the existing data. The purpose of data augmentation is to introduce additional variations in the data, which can help improve the model's generalization and robustness. Here are some common examples of data augmentation techniques: image augmentation, text augmentation, audio augmentation. Question 92. How can you perform static analysis in a Python application? Answer. Static analysis in a Python application involves examining the source code without actually executing it. This analysis helps identify potential issues, bugs, and code quality problems. There are several tools and techniques you can use to perform static analysis in Python. Here are some common methods: linters, security scanners, IDE integrations, type checkers, code complexity tools, automated test tools. Question 93. Specify the different types of genetic programming. Answer. Here are some of the commonly recognized types of genetic programming: linear genetic programming, Cartesian genetic programming, traditional genetic programming, grammar-based genetic programming, tree-based genetic programming, gene regulatory networks genetic programming. Question 94. What is support vector machine? Answer. A support vector machine, SVM, is a supervised machine learning algorithm used for classification and regression tasks. It is particularly effective for solving binary classification problems, but can also be extended to handle multi-class classification. Question 95. Why data cleansing is important in data analysis? Answer. Data cleansing, also known as data cleaning or data scrubbing, is a crucial step in the data analysis process. It refers to the process of identifying and correcting or removing errors, inconsistencies, and inaccuracies in datasets. Here are some reasons why data cleansing is important. Reliable decision making, enhanced data integration, improved data quality, time and cost efficiency, consistency and standardization. Question 96. R or Python, which is the best for machine learning? Answer. Python is often favored for its simplicity, extensive libraries, and integration capabilities, making it a versatile language for machine learning. However, if your focus is primarily on statistical analysis or data visualization, R may be a better fit. Ultimately, the best language depends on your specific needs and preferences. Many data scientists and machine learning practitioners use both languages depending on the task at hand. Question 97. What are tensors in machine learning? Answer. In machine learning, tensors are fundamental data structures used to represent and manipulate multidimensional arrays of numerical values. Tensors generalize the concept of scalars, zero-dimensional, vectors, one-dimensional, and matrices, two-dimensional, to higher dimensions. They play a crucial role in various aspects of machine learning, including data representation, model parameters, and computations. Question 98. What are the perks of using TensorFlow? Answer. Some of the key perks of using TensorFlow include flexibility and versatility, distributed computing, production readiness, tensor board visualization, hardware acceleration, large community and ecosystem, support for different programming languages, integration with other libraries and frameworks. Question 99. What are limitations of using TensorFlow? Answer. Here are a few limitations of using TensorFlow. Steep learning curve. Low-level abstraction. Limited flexibility. Ecosystem fragmentation. Lack of built-in visualization tools. Hardware and deployment challenges. Question 100. What is an OOB error? Answer. The term OOB error typically refers to the out-of-bag error in the context of ensemble learning methods, specifically the random forest algorithm. The out-of-bag error is a measure of the model's prediction error on the instances that were not included in the bootstrap sample used to train each individual tree. For each instance in the original training data, about one-third of the instances, on average, are not included in the bootstrap sample used to train a particular tree. These out-of-bag instances can then be used to evaluate the performance of the model by calculating their predictions using only the trees that were not trained on them. Thank you for listening to our podcast.